This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to the Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Friday, August 15th, here at Gillette Stadium. We have a full house for you. Paul Perillo, Eric Scalfino, new Mike Parenti. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
And Andy Hart. So I heard it's been a bit busy week.
Been a busy week?
I did that for you.
Been a busy week. You're right. Jeff Schoedt added to the roster when one Tank Williams was placed on IR with a season-ending knee injury that he suffered against the Baltimore Ravens in the preseason.
Ravens.
It was in there. The V was in there,
sun-dried
I promise.
Raisins? Are they from California?
Now, we start with some of the names that I'm going to struggle with, just so you know. Odie Jamoe was signed. Pete McMahon, an offensive lineman who was signed during camp, was cut. Steven Sene was signed.
We just went over this.
Wide receiver Chris Dunlap was cut. And then the biggest deal of the week, just yesterday, or I guess officially announced today.
This morning, yeah.
John Lynch is in town. Barry Stokes was placed on IR, giving the Patriots a veteran group of linemen on IR at this point, joining Anthony Clement. But John Lynch on the practice field, wearing his usual number 47 jersey that he made famous in his days in Tampa and Denver. 9-time Pro Bowler. Second most all-time Pro Bowls for a safety in the National Football League. Trailing Hall of Famer... Ken Houston. The only one with more Pro Bowl appearances at safety than John Lynch. But as I said, John Lynch on the practice field. And I want to go back to where we started this. Tank Williams. Paul Perillo, talk a little bit about how the John Lynch signing harkens back to the injury Tank Williams suffered in the preseason opener.
It seems to be the line of thinking for many people in the media, Andy. I'm not sure I see it. But, you know, Tank Williams was brought in, was doing a lot of kind of safety slash linebacker hybrid kind of things. He was around the line of scrimmage. He was working against running backs and tight ends and pass coverage. People think that maybe John Lynch can fill some of those roles. They're very similar in size, and they have physical backgrounds, both Tank Williams and John Lynch. I'm just not sure, guys, that Lynch fits that kind of profile. I think he's more of a run stopper. Around the line of scrimmage, absolutely. Getting in space and pass coverage, I'm not so sure.
Well, he did do some pass coverage today. In the limited amount of reps he had.
But he wasn't dropping back deep, though, into coverage, because that would be disastrous.
No, it was more covering running backs coming out of the backfield type of thing.
Yeah.
But in what little he did, he was there step for step with all of them. So, you know, in the limited amount we got to see him so far, that appears to be what he's doing.
Well, the thing is with Tank Williams, he was playing strictly inside linebacker and lining up at that spot, and that's not what John Lynch is going to do. So there really isn't much of a comparison. Lynch is going to be on the edge near the line of scrimmage, blitzing as a cornerback or as a nickelback. I don't really see where Tank Williams was going to do that.
And in those roles, I like it.
That's fine,
well,
sure.
The trouble is, how do those roles overlap with one Rodney Harrison, if and when he's on both the practice field and the game field, and not even taking into account the two players' age and what they may have lost over the years, but just the fact that their games are so similar and that they're hard-hitting, in-the-box safeties, some blitzing, different things. It'll be interesting to see how the roles develop back there with those two guys who have similar roles. Then you have Brandon Merriweather, maybe more of a pass coverage guy, supposedly played corner last year here, and then James Sanders. But they certainly now have four pretty experienced and talented safeties back there to line up. So it'll be interesting to see how those roles develop as we go along.
And I got to tell you, I'm not too surprised that Tank Williams ended up on IR. Maybe a little surprised that it happened this early, but given his history of injuries.
You saw that torn ACL coming, did you?
No, I'm just not surprised that it happened. You know, he's one of those guys that just seems to be injury prone, and you know that sooner or later it's going to happen. It just happened sooner in this case. So.
And he's old.
He's not that old.
It's old enough.
It's like half of John Lynch's.
I was going to say, well, I mean, if we're going to call any of the safeties on this team old, there's two guys that have played like 14 and 15 years apiece back there. But John Lynch is in the fold. Anything to add, Paul Perillo?
Interesting note on Steven Sene. I'm not sure if you heard this
Yes. Andy, Paul likes this note.
He's a rookie free agent out of Liberty, you know, with a school that we're getting.
Oh, teammate of Vince Redd.
Yeah, school that we're getting to know because of Vince Redd. But he spent the first part of camp with St. Louis on the Rams team. He had the unfortunate...
he had an ignominious exit, let's put it that way.
You know, ignominious?
Tell you, I was going to use the word ignominious. I didn't want to on purpose. But anyway... He was actually on the field at practice when he got and found out that he got released. He didn't know. They had released him. Their waiver claim for another player had gone through, so they needed to release someone to make room on the roster, and he was already on the practice field and had to take the golf cart off the field.
That hurts.
That's a tough one.
That leaves a mark. That's a blow to the ego right there.
Wearing number 64 in white for the Patriots.
Yes, he is. And real quickly, Jeff Schoat was brought in, another former Bronco, 4 years of experience in the league. Some injury issues, as Mike, you like those guys that are injured. Won a Super Bowl ring with the New York Giants.
Since
Mike,
when
again,
do I like guys
you
who
like.
Are injured?
Super Bowl,
yeah, I like,
Super Bowl
I like
ring.
Winners, yes.
Practice squad with the Giants. Has been thrown right into the mix due to all the injuries at corner. Wearing number 23, flying around a little bit. Does he have a chance to make a roster? Go, Paul Perillo.
I don't think so.
Eric. I don't think so either.
No.
Okay, that's it for the Jeff Schoat portion of the show. And we're going to now toss it back to Lori Baranski, because that's going to put the wraps on another Roster Report podcast.
Thank you very much, guys. And thank you guys for listening. Join us again next Friday for a brand new Roster Report podcast. Thanks for listening. And go, Pat.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. There's too much confusion.